Time now for your letters. Listeners jammed our inbox with emails in response to our interview with Rowan LeCompte, who's been designing stained glass windows for the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. for more than half a century. Susan Farlow of Harvard, Massachusetts writes, "I thoroughly enjoyed the interview with Rowan LeCompte this morning. I was delighted to hear his comments about his experience at 16 when his submitted designs were accepted. He noted that a Mr. Castle, a retired member of the State Department, offered a $100 payment to cover his expenses. I realized he was referring to my great uncle, William Richards Castle. It's wonderful to learn that he had an early role in the career and life's work of such a gifted, visionary, and beautiful man as Mr. LeCompte clearly is." Many other listeners were struck by the spiritual sense expressed by Rowan LeCompte. Michael Garrity of Dayton, Ohio writes, "He may not be a believer or follower of a faith or religion, but this man has taken to heart the best aspects of what I consider to be the true nature of what God, the Creator, or whatever one calls that essence, those fundamental aspects being love and kindness." My comments last week on President Obama referring to the Armenian genocide as killings rather than genocide, despite a campaign pledge, drew a large response. Siobhan Ruck of San Francisco asks, "So, Mr. Simon, how should President Obama have addressed Turkey? He was there on a trip to try to mend relations with Europeans who'd been alienated by a decade of cowboy arrogance." Last week, we interviewed Richard Weber, visiting professor at King's College London, who's been tracking the decline in surnames including Shufflebottom and Smelly. At the end of the interview, we asked listeners to go to our blog, npr.org/soapbox, and submit their own examples of unusual names. Patty Wozanecki in Connecticut writes, "My maiden name was Sourbutts. Some family members have kept their name, but some of the younger ones have changed their name. A family member researched the name and told us it was English and meant sower of eels, sort of like a fisherman, but they caught eels to eat." Marcia Harris of San Francisco recalled a former employer in Indianapolis. "I worked for an engineer named Ralph Pisswater. When I left to get another job, I worked up the nerve to ask him why I hadn't changed his name. He said, 'When I was a kid, my father wouldn't let me, and after I grew up, I was damned if I would. And it's not all bad. Nobody forgets my name or loses my reservation or asks me how to spell it.' But we have to ask you how to spell your name and how to pronounce it. To send your comments, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please tell us where you live. You can also reach me on Twitter, NPR Scott Simon, all one word on Twitter. You can correspond with our Weekend Edition editors and producers at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.